As one with multiple degrees in calculus, math theory, physics, just to name a few, what are the chances, I ask you? It's obscenely minute. I'll tell you how ridiculous your chances are.
I know what you're thinking, what the scriptures foretold. The age of the Bible stands at 4,000 years old. 40 authors writing in 3 languages new, written over the span of 1,500 years.
Yes, but
let's take for example the city of Tyre. The Bible foretells of its destruction and mire. The kind of prediction you might think is a spoof. Allow me to enumerate the uncertainty of proof.
Ezekiel makes 7 predictions about Tyre. Nebuchadnezzar conquers a place for fishing nets, timbers in the sea, and Indiana. So, let's computate. 1 times 3 times 5 times 500 times 10 times 10 times 5 times 20.
I amaze myself sometimes. Brilliant. See what I mean? What are the chances, really? Hear ye, oh hear ye. And the answer is...
one chance in 75 million.
And there you have it. Thank you. Yes, it's preposterous, I know. Virtually no chance of this prophecy coming true.
Congratulations, sir.
It's all a boondoggle, full of historical fiction galore. No possibility, so face reality, consider the chances.
But sir, with all due respect, this is what we were trying to explain to you. Those are the odds. Yes, you are right, but it happened.
The prophecies about Tyre and so many other cities prophesied in the Bible all came true.
What was predicted with impossible odds literally occurred.
There's no reality, consider the chances.
Oh, clever girl. I see what you did there. You turned the frames. Okay, smarty pantses. Riddle me this.
Some call me a scoffer. I call this a sham. You expect my allegiance, yet follow a scam. You say these things happen with synchronicity, but call me Doubting Thomas on their probability. Consider those prophecies predicting your king. How could Jesus fulfill them? Here's my offering. I shall calculate these ridiculous odds and show you that he isn't above all other gods.
Jesus, born in Bethlehem, had a forerunner, rode a donkey into Jerusalem, hands wounded by a friend, 30 pieces of silver, makes no defense, pierced hands and feet. So, let's computate. 2.8 times 10 to the 5th times 10 to the 3rd times all this.
Au contraire, mon ami, I have solved it yet again. Behold, the odds of 8 prophecies about Jesus actually coming true. The survey says
1 in 10 to the 17th power.
How lovely are the plethora of zeros.
But sir, they all still came true in Jesus.
Okay, allow me to indulge your curiosity, if I may. The odds of your Jesus fulfilling these measly 8 prophecies. This would be like if I marked 1 silver dollar and then I hit it somewhere in the state of Texas, and then I cover the entire state with more silver dollars until it was 2 feet high.
That would take forever, sir.
Then I would stir them up and you would have to try and find the 1 marked dollar blindfolded.
Stupendous analogy, sir.
Full of boondoggle, possibilities. Face reality, consider the chances.
But sir, that's the point. You are making it for us.
How so?
Jesus did fulfill those 8 prophecies.
And so many more. And no one even came close.
Yes, but I gotta
ask. Wow, that's incredible. All of them?
All of them.
Come on, really?
There's no boondoggle. Prophetical claims bona fide. Don't snooze till tomorrow. He created history, so we should face reality. Consider the chances. Consider the.
That's that turn of the phrase again.
He's both man and deity. So face reality, consider the chances.
You're twisting my words, I mean my numbers.
Consider the chances.
I meant it's not possible.
He created history. Face reality, consider the chances.
Okay, I guess I see what you are saying, if you take it
consider
the opposite.
The chances.
I guess the chances are pretty crazy.
Consider the chances.
But you're using my own numbers against me!
I think you missed your chance, sir.
Oh, for the love, Frank!